were holding Daf Hey Yomar Aleph on top the middle of Machlokes and Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. The last shot was that they both agree that the first Bechoris that were born in the Midbar in that first year there, they had Kedusha. The Shaila was, did it stop afterwards? But the Yochanan says, didn't they have Kedusha then, the Kedusha remained? And Rosh Lakish says, no, top of the Gemara, Chichu Uposku. That Rosh Lakish told that even though the first year there in the Midbar, when they first made that chesed in the chumash of Bamidbar, that Leviim were taken tachas the Bechor Yisrael, as that year the Bechorim had kedusha, but then it was a post, then it stopped. The rest of the years in the Midbar, any Bechorim that were born with the Bechor Adam or Chor Behema, according to Rosh Lakish, had no kedusha. So what's the way this now? This led the Rosh Lakish to the Yom HaTam. It's good Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish, he says, it's time to dash from the post that it says, V'hoyiki Yehiyachom, when you come into Eretz Yisrael, and then the post says, V'hodav Yehavartam, and then you'll take care of the parshas of the Chayim. So Ma'ashim, that the Kedusha of the Chayim is only Chal when they came into Eretz Yisrael. And in the Rabbi Yochanan, in my time, like, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with that postic of Rosh Lakish? The Ma'ashim says, Amar Rabbi Loza, it's a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Loza said, that Rabbi Yochanan has very Dechumah. Like our Yochanan showed me in my dream, the Milsa Ma'isa, a good thing, Rabbi Yochanan told him in his dream what his chat was, that Amin Omakor, the prophet says, Li Yiyu, it says like, that the Bechorim should be for me. So Dash says, Li Yiyu means there's a yes in your hay, means that the Bechorim always stay the same way, they always have the Kedusha. No matter when they're born, even though they're born in the Midbar, all the years in the Midbar, also the Bechorim had Kedusha Tzachor. So that's his prophet. Most of the kasha though, but Rabbi Yochanan, Boyiki, Viacho, Viavatam, Yavadlei, but still, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with the Flakish's prophet that Smashim is only after you come into Eretz Yisrael, then there'll be the Pasha of the Chorus? So my answer is, Rumi Bon Likitanya, the way Rabbi Shmuel. He redashens that prophet the way Tonah the Rabbi Shmuel dashens it. So what redashens are same mitzvah zu, that Christ will be very careful, this mitzvah biku, not the Chorus. Whether it's Pidyon HaBen of a Bechor Adam, whether it's a Korban of a Bechor Behemoth Torah, it has Kedushas Bechor Korban on it, or whether it's a Pidyon Petach HaMor. Be careful with these halachas, because of this mitzvah, Tikonis Lorot, you'll be zechut Koron Teresh Yisrael. Even though the actual mitzvah was Noig in the Midbar, but the Pshat of Zvoyi Kriyach will come to teach us that if you'll be Nizu in the mitzvah of Bechoris, you'll be zechut Koron Teresh Yisrael. The pshat could be that Avad Eretz Yisrael is a tremendous matem, a tremendous present that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give Klal Yisrael. But Hashem only gives it if we realize that it comes from Hashem. That if we think it's Eitzim V'Koich Yodi, it's my own power that does it, Hashem takes it away. So that's the limit from the Chayrus. What's the Chayrus? That our firstborn we have to give to Hashem. As if we realize everything comes from Hashem. So it will be Nizer in this mitzvah to realize that everything comes from Hashem, this chuzer will be able to receive Eretz Yisrael. So Kitz is still a machlokes Rosh Lakish in Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara says, Omalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Rav Mordechai said to Rav Ashi like this, Osun Hochi Mas Nisu Mehu. Lord, this is the way you learned the machlokes Rav Ashi between Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan said Kitzu, and Rosh Lakish says Lo Kitzu. She said that this, no, Anan Os, Rav Mordechai says, Ifcha Mas Nisu Mehu. We learned the opposite way. And we learn like this, that Rabbi Yochanan Norma Loi Kitchu. So how many of Loi Kitchu means that there's no Kedushas Bechoros in the Midbar. Loi Kitchu Bechoros in the Midbar. And we don't learn from Rosh Lakish Shoma Kitchu Bechoros in the Midbar. That's when Rav Mordechai learned the Machlokes. So this Oma Loi, so Rashi said back to Rav Mordechai, the Yavchis Nami Tiyufta is saying you have to change around all the Kashas. So we had Rabbi Yochanan, so Shoma Kitchu Bechoros, according to your gifting, you have to change around the Kashas the opposite way. Right, that wouldn't be so shvel. But the big question is, the Avchis Solo Lahod Reb Leza, they're going to have to change around also what Reb Leza said. There's allegories towards that Reb Leza said he saw in his dream Reb Yochanan that he told him shot. So according to us, it's good because Reb Leza was a Talmud of Reb Yochanan. But you learn now he's answering Rosh Lakish, his little shvel, why should Rosh Lakish come to him like an Echoloim? He wasn't a Talmud. So, the Gemara says, Echonami, Omalei, so Mordechai says this, no, I do not really mean to say different pshat than you're learning in the Machlokes. I'm only saying a different way of saying it. So I'm going to say this, Lekitshu, what do I mean to say that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lekitshu, not that really there is no Kedushas Bechor, but the opposite. Lehutzuchu li Kedush, you do not have to put any Kedush upon this Behema. And even if you wanted to, you couldn't, because by itself it has Kedush. In other words, the opposite way. It does have a Kedushas Bechor in the Midbar. And Lekitshu just means you don't have to put any Kedush onto the Behema, it has Kedush by itself. And Rish Lakish is one that says, Kitshu, meaning to say that by itself Taikin has no Kedusha. It's just, you have to be the Kaddish. If you want to put Kedusha on the Behemoth, it's like a regular Behemoth Kuhn in the Midbar, you have to put Kedusha on it. So Mara says, Yachir still hadn't he done? It's like, was there a Moshe Zaman to teach us then? The Rav Ashi says back, you're saying the same shot that we're saying. So Mara says, what he's teaching us is, Kamash Lom, he's teaching us that Chayiv Odom Leimel Beloshin Rabbi. A person of Talmud should always say, oh, with the same Russian as Rebbe said. That's what the Mordechai is saying, that my Rebbe taught me that the way you learn the Machlokes of Yechon and Eshlokes is that Rebbe Yechon said, Leititshu, meaning you do not have to be Mekadosh, because it's Kadosh by itself. And Eshlokes says, Kitshu, meaning to say that you have to put Kedusha on the animal if you want to give it Kedusha. But really, there's no Machlokes in Din. Now the Gemara says, Shoel Kuntrikis Hasar. Rashi says, a shame sounding of a general, a Roman general, Es Rabbi Yechonah Medzakai, Yes Rabbi Yechonah Medzakai. He asked some questions. The Trotin Shal Levian, when the Torah counted Levian, Rashi says, in the Begimel, which says, the Gershon Ksiv, Shiva Salpayim, Echa Mishmeyus, or the Kos Ksiv, Shema Nesapayim, Vashay Shmeyus, Hare Shisha Salpayim, Meyam, or the Meroi Ksiv, Shisha Salpayim, Masayim, Hare Shnayim, Vyesa Melov, comes out, the Torah actually counts 22,000 Levian, the Shalosh Shmeyus, and 300. Tell me this. It says the Proton, when the Torah says the exact amount of Levian, Atomaiti Eskrim, Ushnai Melech, 22,000, the Shalosh Shmeyus, and 300. But the Chlolon, later when it says, Kol Zochri Ben Chodesh Ramallah, it only says there 22,000. When it says the Klal of the Levian, it only says 22,000. But the Chlolon, Atomaiti Eskrim, Ushnai Melech, the question is, Vishalosh Shmeyus Lechem Ochol, what happened to those 300 Levim? What happened to the extra ones? So Amalei, so Yechon Mitzakeh said back, Oysen Shalosh Shmeyus Bechayus are you? Those 300 were Bechayim. And therefore, now a Cheshbon here now, when we want the Levim to free, to take off the Kedusha for the Bechayim Yisrael, you can't use the Bechayim of the Levim. And we'll soon see why. Abimor says, V'yein Bechor, Maskiya Bechor. The Bechor of Levian did not have a power to take off the Kedusha of the Bechor of Yisrael, so they couldn't be in the Cheshbon. Therefore, how many Levian did we have in the Cheshbon to take off the Kedusha from the Bechor of Yisrael? Only 22,000. So what says, my time, what's the reason? Why not? Like, why can't the Bechor of a Levi, he could fork, he's still a Levi, let him take off the Kedusha of the Bechor of Yisrael? On Rabbi, Abaye says, the story is like this, that Dayu Lebechor Sheyafkir Kedusha Satzman, it was enough. Dayim is enough that Levim, the Bechorim of Levim, they could take off the Kedusha from themselves. But for some reason, Mashmah has something to do that then the Midbanat Hashem has taken away the Kedusha from the Bechorim and giving it to Levim. So even a lady that's a Bechor also, Hashem has taken off his Kedusha from the Bechor and putting it onto the Kedusha's lady. So even by him itself also there was an exchange. His Bechorim went to his Levim. So therefore we couldn't use that lady, the Bechor, to take off Kedusha to the Maskiya, the Kedusha from the Bechor Yisrael. Therefore, you can only use the 22,000, the Pshut and Levim. That's why the Kedusha of Torah only says 22,000. That's one question. Now, the Yoid Sholu, another question, this general asked Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the Gibor Kesef, when Moshe Rabbeinu collected the Kesef of the silver from Klal Yisrael to give to the Mishkan, at a mitzvah, you find Mosai in the Asaf Kikor. You find 201 Kikor worth of silver. The Yachas Asor Mana and 11 Mana. That's how much money Moshe Rabbeinu collected from Klal Yisrael. The Pasuk says, Deka Lagu Golus, Machas is Hashekel, B'Shekel HaKadosh. That every single Jew gave a Machas Hashekel. A Deka is Koron Lagu Golus, which was a Machas Hashekel, and the Yechezel B'Shekel HaKadosh. So that's how many was collected from Klal Yisrael. Now the question was, well, when the Sinai Kesef, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave the actual money for the Avodas HaMishkan, At the most, he only fine mass test of the only fine he gave 100 kiko. So what the question is, he kept more than half himself then. If he collected 201 and 11 monis, so he kept more than half himself. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Vehi ma'as kiko a kesev a tzekes. The Moshe Rabbeinu gave 100 kiko of silver a tzekes to be used for the avodas adonim to make the Mishkan. So the next question was, Moshe Rabchem, like Moshe Rabbeinu, Ganefoye was your rabba, or Kubisti Yisayich, Reis Swindler, or Yein Abaki B'cheshbeinus, yes, he doesn't know how to keep count, like what's Pshat? Nosan Machta, he gave half, Venoto Machta and half he took for himself, or Machta Shomer Hefta, he didn't even give them half, he kept more than half for himself, how could that be? So B'Yachim Zaki answered back and said, no, oh my Lord, you should know, Moshe Rabbeinu Gizbo Nemen Hoyu. Havada Moshe Rabbeinu was a good, a trustworthy Gizbo. Or Baki Bechesh Bodhisai, who knew exactly how to make an account, how to keep account for every single penny he collected. But the Pshat was, Umone Shokodesh Kofel Hoyu. Now that's what the Pasuk says, Mas Kiko, he already gave 100. The Pshat is that the Kiko Shokodesh that the Pasuk talks about is double the amount of our Kiko. So it's come out like 200 kiko. So like he gave 200 kiko. The question is still though, but we said he collected 201 kiko. The Yachat Asar Mon and 11 Mona. Rashi says that's not Shver, because there is a passage that says that the Echod Kiko, Vidalos Mona, Hoyo Elot, that was 1,000, the Zionist 1,100, the Yahweh 75, Shoshin Vavim Lamudim. But the passage says they use that to make the Vavim for the Amudim. The kids said this much of that extra one kiko and 11 mona was used for something else. For the actual money that he gave to the Mishkan was bediyik, even though the Pasuk only says mas kiko, 100 kiko, but really that was 200 kiko, because the kiko of the Kiddush is double our cheshbon. And Rashi goes through the cheshbon over here that a kiko kesef, that's 60 mona. Now a mona comes out to be 25 shkolim. And for each shekel, you have two people, it's coming out to be 50 people. So for each mona, you have 50 people. So the kiko is 60 mona, it comes out to be 3,000. So for each kiko, you took care 3,000. So it comes out at 100 kiko, comes out to be 300,000. So you have 600,000 Jews, so 200 kiko to take care of them. But the leftover 3,550, it comes out to be one kiko and 11 mono. That's why you have this cheshbon, how much Moshe Rabbeinu collected from the 600,000 and 3,550. And the question was, Moshe only gave away 100 mono. So the answer is that the money he gave was double the amount. It was like giving away 200 mono kiko. There's still one kiko and 11 mono left over. So Rashi says that was the cheshbon what he gave for the Yadonim. Therefore, Moshe, every penny gave away. Now the Gemara asks the question. Heavy boy Rabbi Choy is standing at the Kasha here. Michael Kashale, what was bothering this sour? The Pasuk says, Vehi ma'as kiko a kesev what tzekes. Still, the Moshe Rabbeinu gave this 100 a kiko of kesev what tzekes to be melted down to be used for the Mishkan. So it could be Hanoch what tzekes. These were used to be melted down. But Vienach, the other 101 and 11 mono, maybe Begaza, maybe that was given into the treasury, like maybe still Moshe didn't keep anything. So this much amount was used for the Lotzekis. So what was his question altogether? Torah says no. Kostav Kruachrina, there's another passage that says, the Kestav Pekudi Eda, and the money that Moshe gave from the counting of the Eda was Mas Kestav. Mas Moli gave was just 100, Mas Kiko, 100 Kiko. So that was his question. And that's the answer, that the kiko shal kodesh, Moshe Rabbeinu's kiko, was double the amount. Now the Morias, would you call Malay, that's what you say, mona shal kodesh, the cheshbon of the mona kiko, the 100 kiko, shal kodesh, kofel hoyo was double the amount. Minole, how do you know this answer like this? How do you know this answer like this? Remember, if you want to tell me minay, from this proof itself, from out here, this pasuk itself, shirei kan shivim v'yechot mona. Here we still see the Pasuk talks about 71 mono. 71 mono, why? Because the Pasuk says the Elif, the 1,000, Ushvam Neos and 700. V'chamisha v'shiv 75 shkolim v'kletid. Also rovim li'amudim. They used that to make the hooks for the amudim, for the pillars. They used it. So chaturich fuchin the chesbin of how many shkolim v'kletid. That's how many shkolim v'kletid. And really this comes out to be 71 mona that we had before. And the mona, there are 25 shkolim. So divide this by 25, you get 71. Now the question is, for Loimon and Hakos of Elul Prutos, the Torah only says it's Cheshbin in the Cheshbin of Shkolim. Like how come it didn't say the Cheshbin of Mono? It should have said of Kiko. It should have said this is one Kiko. So we have before Kiko is 60 Mono, and here we have the Cheshbin right now of 71 Mono. So it should have said it's one Kiko and 11 Mono. Why does Torah say this Cheshbin? The Yemisa, if it's true that Neiv V'Yechad Kiko. That if it's the real cheshbon that the mayor, that the kikur is not double the amount, so the pasuk here should have could put the cheshbon in the cheshbon of kiko and not just say the cheshbon's in the shkolim. Ela midule mona kosh of the prutot, since the Torah only put the cheshbon down here with the shkolim cheshbon and not with the cheshbon of kiko, shma mina mona shal kodesh kofloi couldn't put the cheshbon. Because the cheshbon of mana in the Torah is double the amount, so we're not even add up to one kikar. Because according to this, it's much more. Like one kikar is 60 mana, but the mana is double the amount, so it should be 120 mana. So you don't have that much here. So that's why the Torah didn't put the cheshbon of kikar. So this should be right, that the cheshbon of the Torah is double the amount. Shmuel says no, from this person wouldn't be any proof. The Dilma may be Kolola Kachoshiv, the kikri. Maybe when we have a klal of kikar, means only if you have 100. When you have 100 kikar, then the Torah says the cheshbon of a kikar. But prater lo kachosh of a kikri. Anytime you have less than 100, you don't count it in kikrim. You can't say it was one kikar here and 11 mono. So maybe really the monos were normal the way we have it now, wasn't double the amount. So the reason why the Torah doesn't say the 71 here monos to be like one kikar and 11 mono, because when do we see the lashon of kikar? When you have 100 of them. When you have less than that, we don't throw it off, use the cheshbin of a kikar. So you have no proof in this pasuk. But rather from this pasuk, mihachon. When the choshes atznufa from the kappa that they lifted up, shivim kikar, there was 70 kikar, the alpayim v'yabba meyas shekel, and 2,400 shekel. So comes that over here, sharei kano v'ya tishem v'shisha mono. Like this 2,400 shekelim, comes out to be how many mona? We had before that there are 25 shkolim in a mona, so comes out to be 96 mona. And the question is, where mona not cost of? How come the Torah doesn't say 96 mona? Was that to say 2,400 shkolim, the protim, and the it only says the prot of the shkolim. And here in this pasuk we see what talks about a kikar, it says 70. It says shivim kikar, it doesn't say only 100. You see, it does say the cheshbon of less than 100. So it says the cheshbon of less than 100, just like it says 670 kikar, it should have also said in this pasuk 96 mana. How come it only says 2,400 shkolim? So it must be shema mina that mana shakadish kof loya can't say 96 mana, because the mana of the cost of the Torah is double the amount of hours. So for this pasuk, it should be a proof that it was double the amount. So it must have, again, no, there's no proof. The Dilma may be Proto Rabba Kachoshiv, a big prat like 70, to say 70 kikar that the Pasuk says. But the Kikri Proti, to say according to this, if you want to say the question was, why does it say 96, why does it say 24,000 shkolim? It should have said rather 1 kikar and 36 mona, because it came out again, it was 96 mona. Now a kikar is 60 mona. If you want the Torah to say one kikar and 36 mana, I'll tell you, prot is zuta, small prot like one kikar, let the chash of the kikari, that the Torah does not say the cheshbon of a kikar. So again, from this pasuk, it would not be a clear proof that the mana was double the amount. It could be it's equal to what we have. Just the reason why the Torah says rather in shkolim and does not bring it down into a bigger number of kikar, it doesn't want to say just one kikar. El, the proof is from over here. And the Omer of Chizur, Chizur says like this, Melch is the Pasek. But the Pasek in the Cheskel says, the HaShekel Esrim Geirom, the Shekel is 20 Geirom. And it says now Esrim Shkolim. he had one weight of 20 shkolim. Chamisha v'yesim shkolim, another weight of 25 shkolim. Asoru v'chamisha shekel, another weight of 15 shekel. Hamon yilachem, that's how much, that's what the money should be. So we see from here that what is this money? It says hamon yilachem, that's 60 shkolim. It says what, he had 20 and 25 and 15, so that's 60. So you see 60 shkolim come out to be one money. And Tosfos speaks out and says, why don't the Pesach say clearly? It should have said that 60 shkolim equals to one mona. Why did it divide up? Because it had different measure here. Each one was a different measure, was a different weight. So the kids, so the Pesach is saying now that this mona was 60 shkolim. But the question is now, heaven. We know that a shekel is 4 dinarim. So we have now 60 shkolim over here. If so, 60 times 4 is 240. It comes out here that this morning now was 60 shkolim, which is really 240 dinarim. So how come the pasuk calls it a mona, 100? A mona usually means 100 dinarim. And if you tell him now that 60 shkolim is a mona, so really that's 240 dinarim. So how come the pasuk calls it to be a mona? It should have been more than two monas. It should have been. Well, it's a proof to say, Shema Mina, Mona, Shakodish, Mona Kofel Hoya, that when Yechesko and the Apostle talks about a Mona, it's double our amount. So when we say a Mona, we really mean 200 dinarim, not 100 dinarim. When the Apostle says a Mona, it means 200 dinarim. How do you get 240? There's an extra 40. Well, Shema Mina, here it's a proof that the Moisif and Allah Midas, that Yechesko added on more money to the Midah of the Mona. And the Ein Masif and Yisra Asus, when you want to add on more value to it, you can't add on more than 1/6. So how do you have 1/6 of 200 is less than 40? So the pshat is Ushma Mina Shtus Milabar. When you add on a sixth, it means after the Chesh, really it's 1/5 of 200, which is 40. Now when you add on 40 to 200, 240, now 1/6 of 240 is 40. So Yeron Milabam is after Yeron, that's how you get the Cheshvan of 1/6. The kids of Nifpaski in the Cheshko that it says a mona, it calls a mona, which is only 100 dinarim. Really here the Cheshvan is at 60 shkolim, which is 240, so dinarim. So the pshat is, when it says a mona, it means double our mona, it means 200. And the Yeron Yecheshko, another 6, so it comes out to be 240 dinarim was in his one mona. So therefore, there's not a kasha Moshe Beinu when he gave the ma'af kikur kesev, the 100, really was 200 kikur. And therefore, the one and the extra 1 kikur, 11 mana, that's what he gave for the Adonim. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Chanina, Sha'alti Yisrael Belezer Bebeis Moisva Rabba, Rebbe Chanina says, I yisrael Belezer in the Beis HaMedrash HaGodol, that's the Beis HaMedrash HaGodol, yisrael in the Beis HaMedrash, that the man is time of Pitchri Chamorim, me Pitri Susa Magmalim. What special, how come the Torah gives a special mitzvah to redeem the Peter Chamor, the Bechor of a Chamor of your donkey, from the Peter, from the firstborn of your horse or of your camel? There's no bin Pedir, there's no bin Bechor on them. Always, the one answer gave back was Gzirasakosif. The Torah says that's it, it's Gzirasakosif. The Yay, secondly, said there's a little swallow here. The reason is, Shasayayu Yisrael Bishas, Yisiyasim Mitzrayim. When Christ left Mitzrayim, they used donkeys, the donkeys helped them. So if Hashem repaid back the donkey, it has a little bit of Kedusha, then it's Bechor, needs a pigeon. As the Gemara says, Shein Recho Kol Echad V'Echad V'Yisrael, everything that you had with him, Shalei Ho Yuimo, that did not have with him like Nerz it had, Tishim Chamorim, 90 donkeys, Lubin, white donkeys, very good ones, Tunim Mikaspov Z'Avashom Mitzrayim, that these 90 donkeys were carrying on the packages of the gold and silver that the Yidin took out from the Mitzrayim of the Mitzrayim. So since the Chamorim helped the Yidin, that's what has the din of the Petah Chamor. The Yod Shaltif, another question Rebbe Chanin asked, Rebbe Lezer. The Yod Shaltif, Ma Lashon Refidim. The Pasuk says that we're in Refidim, what's the Lashon of Refidim? So the Yomli answered me, Refidim Shema. That was his name, the name of this place was called Refidim. No new pshat. But the most of you, this pshat is Ketanah Rotsa Machlokes to learn about this. That Rabbi Lezer says, Refidim Shmo, the name of the place was called Refidim.
However, Rabbi Yeshua Imanah would mean Sherifri Atzim Medivra Torah. The Klai Yisrael took it easy, did not learn Torah that strong. Reap a little bit weak. They were weak in learning the Torah. The Chenuwev, another Pesach said, Lehitnu Wavus Abonim, that the fathers did not turn to take care of the children. Mirusun Yadayim, because they were weak. I mean, since they stopped learning Torah from the Rusun Yadayim in that Torah, they weren't able to be mindful of the children on the right way. So Yod Shaltav, in the third question he asked, that my Lashon Shittim, what does the Pesach mean that says Shittim? So Yomali said back to me, one shot was Shittim Shema, the name of the city was, place was called Shittim. The most of the source was Ketanar Machlokes Tanoim. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Shittim Shema, that's the name of the place. Yibishu Weimer no, Shenifasku B'Divre Shtus. Means Christ for them were Isaac and Divre Shtus, they were doing that very over there. Now the Gemara says, and Adam Chaitim, Rimkir Nichnas by Ruach Shtus. So Rashi says, B'Divre Shtus means Lizmei says Grace Meir, the heads loose with the daughters of Meir. And the verse says, Vatikuren La'am, the Zivchem Rehayim. They became Vatikuren. Because what the word Vatikuren means, they became close to the Yam. They became close means with the undressed ladies. Rashi says, Vatikuren Mashma Gufon Hoya Pagebhen. That the goof, their bodies, touched their bodies. They had Mamas Nus with the Bnei Smayev. And Rabbi Shua Imano Shinasu Kulan Balakarian. It could be not that they had Znus with them, but just they saw them undressed, and that made them become Balakarian. Right, so the Balasha Mikruhu, the Zera came out, so that's the Lashon of Atikurim, Liyam Lezuche Lehayim. That was by the Bnei Sumay, that's how they got Christo to be over the Avoid Zora Balakor, that first they had the girls come out and made them Taiva to have Znus with them, and then before they had this Znus with them, they told them to be over the Avoid Zora. That's how did it start, because they had shtus, some foolishness came into them. That's how a person does get. Now the Mishnah says, Torah sheyoda min chamor. A cow that gave birth to a kid that looks like a donkey. That's the other way. The chamor sheyoda kimin sus. This was, and a donkey that gave birth to a kid that looks like a horse. So this is a big chiddush, because in the first case, the poor gave birth to a chamor. Really, both of them are mechuyev in Bechor. Just a poor has gushes aguf, and a chamor has gushes domim, but still, in both cases, locher is psurim in Abechor. That the kid has no kedushas Bechor, there's no pasha Bechor, if the kid looks different than the mother. Shinema, because the Pesach says, petach chamor shnei tom. It says two times in the pasha in Shemais, petach chamor shnei tom twice. So we dash from this, Ha-chieha yulad chamor, v'ha nolad chamor. We darshin, the mother has to be a chamor, and v'ha nolad has to be, the kid has to be a chamor. They both have to be derma ladodi. But if one looks different, that's the p'tur in the pasha b'chor. Rashi says, shnei pom suvim b'teira, chad b'kadosh b'ko b'chor, v'chad b'rei ato. Ha yulad means ein, means the mother has to be a chamor, v'ha nolad chamor. The kid has to be daima to its mother. But if the kid is not daima to its mother, that's the p'tur in Bechor. So even though it says this parsha about Tata Chamor, who didn't learn out from this, the same thing applies to regular Apor also. To regular Kedusha Saguf will be the same story also. That if the kid looks different than the mother, there will also be a p'tur from Bechor. Now the Mishnah. Umahim Bachila, what's the law allowed to eat? Is this kid or not? So it's mostly like this. Mishnah says, Behema Torah Shiyodu Kimin Behema Temeya Muta Bachilo. In the case where the Torah gave birth to a kid, even though the kid looks like a chamor, does not have simoni Torah, still you'll not eat it. But the opposite way, you'll Temeya, when the chamor gave birth, Shiyodu Kimin Behema Torah, even though it gave birth to a cow, and the baby now has all this simoni of a Behema Torah, so the Rachel is also Bachilo. You're not allowed to eat this kid. But the Kral is Shayotzim and Atomei Tomei. What comes out from a tummy is tummy. What comes out from a behemoth terror remains terror. And this is a big sugi we'll see later on the Gemara in the next daf. Hilchos Treifus. What's mutter and what's also. That's the cloud that what comes out of a tall remains tall, and what comes out of a tumeya remains tumeya. Even though the kid has some money but doesn't have some money, we don't care about the kid. We go bust of the mother where it came from. If it came out of a poor, it's mutter. If it came out of a chamayor, it's also bachila. Now the Gemara says, Tanan Hosan, we learned the Gemara before we had, and the Mishnah later will have, that Rochel Shayol Dimenei, that the sheep that gives birth to a goat, or else he ate a goat she yelled him, and Rocha gives birth to a sheep. So even though both the mother and the kid are both doimit to behemoth tyrants, and they both have a pasha b'chor on them, so the Rocha is put them in a b'chor. There's no din kedushas b'chor on the kid, since the kid does not look like the mother, there's also p'turim b'chor. But we learned, v'im yesh boy niksa simonim, let's say the kid has a little bit simonim like its mother, then chayiv, then it's chayiv and b'chor. And we had the Gemara before that the pshat is, though it's chayiv and b'chor means it has a kedushas b'chor on it, but since it's different than the mother, that's sort of like a mum, and therefore you're allowed to shecht it, the kohen can shecht it the way it is now, he can't bring it for korban. It's called like a baal mum. But korban, when it has kedushas b'chor, you have to give it to the kohen has to eat it with kedushas b'chor. Now the question is, how do we know pshat in that mishnah, that even by behemoth Torah also there's a p'tur in b'chor? It's our mishnah talks about the petach hamor. How do we know now, even by a rochel and by neiz also, there's a p'tur in b'chor? Some Rav Yudav Yudis says, the Yom HaKor, the Pasuk says, Ach b'chor shor, so v'dashin she'ehu shor u'b'chor v'shor. In the same Pasuk, it says the word b'chor three times, we'll soon see it.